And welcome to The Good System, the podcast where we talk about how a good system would look like and how we can change our current system to be this good system. My name is Ian DeBay, and this podcast is based on my blog, iandebay.com, where I write about these topics and more. Yeah, just check it out, iandebay.com. Today's topic is pro versus contra. How I came up with this title and the whole topic. Let me explain you a little story. I already wrote at my blog, but maybe you prefer listening instead of reading yourself, which I totally can rely to. Back to the story. Let's start the story. It was I was walking on the street. Yes, dear American folks, it is possible to walk on the street in cities, and I walked there and I saw on a lamppost a sticker from the anti-fascists, and it was nothing special. If you live in a big city, you may have come around this, you may have seen this. It says destroy fascists. Okay, I just saw it, don't think a lot of it, because as I mentioned, there are more of them around. So I walked to the bus station, I waited there for some minutes, and on another lamppost I saw another sticker. This time it was not from the Antifa, it was from the, let's say, Profa. I don't know which group it was, but it was a picture of a fascist utopia. I think I took a picture. If I find it, I will post it to the show notes. And I realized something and thought, yeah, fascism is great. No, fascism is not great. But it came to my mind, what's the difference between the two stickers? And why seems the one more appealing than the other? For me, it was clear, the pro-fascist sticker was pro, as I said. He tells you what's good, what he's working, what it's working for, what it wants to achieve and want to build. The Antifa sticker also wants to achieve something, but they just want to destroy and to destruct. That's the big difference, because it's just destructive, not building something. And as noble as this cause is to fight fascism, it doesn't appeal to a broader public. And I also have a problem with the word Antifa, with anti-fascism, because everyone is born anti-fascist. It's the natural state. The fascists are the different thing. They are anti-democracy, anti-human rights, anti-freedom. They are the anti-people, the anti-people. All the others who are not fascists are pro. So I don't like the framing of Antifa. Antifa. I just say for the rest of the episode, Antifa. If you think that's wrong, please tell me, write it in the comments. And I will change in the future whenever I will talk again about Antifa. This is what this episode is about. Pro and contra. About building something or destructing something. Destroy something. And today you may think that being anti is more successful, because the fascists who are anti-migrants, anti-women's rights, anti-LGBTQ people, against everything, win the elections. But they do not sell this at the court of being anti-something. They are just being pro. They have a vision. They show the people how they want the world to be. And the reaction of the opposition, of the progressive people is just to be anti these policies, anti the fascists, anti the far right, anti the authoritarian governments. There is no vision. And that's what this podcast is all about. This is what my blog is all about. And this is especially this episode about. We have to build a vision where we what to tell the people what we want, not what we are against. This is implemented. We are against fascism because, as I said, that's the natural state of people, of human beings. But how does the vision look like? How does the world look like we want to be? When we show the people how our system provides them safety, prosperity, and a good life, they will be able to relate to this for several reasons. It's not easy to do that. First, it's a very abstract topic. It's like climate crisis. The people are for a climate that keeps them alive. They want to protect the climate if it saves themselves. But it's too abstract. It's too complicated. So it's easier to say, it's not real. No, we have to do something. It's not human-made. Climate activists often answer with facts. It's good to do because everyone has to know that the vision and the picture that we build is based on facts and not on lies, but you won't get anyone to relate with it because it's too complex, because it's too abstract. We need a clear and simple image, a vision everyone can rely to and everyone want to have. That's the different to the populist agenda. For the vision, maybe we have to use some populist methods, but they are always based on the truth, on facts, and not on lies. And they're never against anyone. They are for something, for everyone. That's the key difference. We maybe use some of the populist methods, but in a different way. It is about framing. It is how we talk about things that is important. It's, I would say, equal important to what we talk. I give you some examples to make it clear. Antifa, for example. Let's frame it differently. Let's frame it as pro-freedom, pro-equity, pro-democracy. That's the movement. It's not anti-fascism. It's pro a good system. Also, the climate activists. Don't be against fossil fuels, although we are, but say we are pro-freedom, pro-self-sufficiency, pro-health. We want these things. And what's in our way is fossil fuels. Tell people what we want and tell them why we can't have it. The far right. Don't say we are anti these parties. We are pro-democracy. We are pro-choice. The fight of pro-choice against pro-life is a very good example for this topic. Both parties have pro in their title. The pro-choice party really wants the women to have choice. The pro-life party isn't pro-life per se. They are against women's rights because they choose the life of the embryo over the life of the woman. More than that, there are studies that say that a society who allows abortion is more safe because there are less unwanted kids who are not taken care of. And so there are less criminals. Now we are at the point, at maybe my favorite point of every episode, where I guide you or tell you how pro and contra will look like in a good system. And yes, this time it was a little bit hard for me to write a vision because how should I write about pro and contra? It's a very mindfucked topic, I would say. I tried my best, and I invite you to close your eyes if you want. You don't have to close your eyes, and to listen how I imagined pro versus contra could be a part of the good system we want to build. One day, you decide you go to the cinema. Besides all the posters of action movies, comedies, and horror pictures, one catches your eyes. A documentary about how humanity overcame fascism and far-right populism. Yes, you have a nerdy taste of film. In the mid-2020s, the world was getting dark. Fascism and far-rights ruled nearly every country. World War III was about to happen. There was resistance. People fought the authoritarian governments, but also many didn't. Those who did not were caught by the propaganda that was shown on all the media outlets and social media platforms owned by billionaires who were aligned to the dictators. This propaganda was well made. It showed how good everything will be in a fascist world. Of course, it was all lies. In the resistance, artists came together. They created books, pictures, films, and more. They presented a good system that was worth fighting for. Creating this image was not hard, but getting the message out was. Everything was controlled by the rich and the authoritarian government. They secretly distributed the pro-good system propaganda in libraries, parks, and online. More and more people saw the vision. They wanted the vision to be real. So the resistance grew stronger. It was a hard fight against the power. But the people wanted the change. They wanted what they saw. Didn't fight against the current system. They fought for the good system. It took some years, but in the end, the resistance won. The system changed. After the movie ends, you feel empowered. On your walk home, you see a sticker. It advocates to take away women's rights by claiming to be pro-life. You rip it off the lamppost and throw it away. You know how hard your ancestors have fought so you can live in a real freedom, and you won't let it be taken away. So coming to a conclusion, what do I want to tell you? I want to tell you to emphasize the true vision and not false claims. We will tell the truth, but we will frame it differently. We will fight for something and not against something. It's the harder way, but on long time, honesty will always win. But we have to acknowledge, if we change tactics, the enemy will also. So we will have to adapt, always. But at the core, there must be truth and the will to fight for the good system, for something good. Thank you for listening so far. If you're interested in the fight for a good system, please subscribe to my podcast. If you want to see how I talk into a microphone, then please go to YouTube and subscribe to my channel and click the bell button so you will get a message if a new episode is out. I plan to do it every week, maybe some breaks between, but nearly every week there shall be a new episode out. And on Spotify, you can also listen to this podcast, and there is a video version also on Spotify if you want it. What else? Yeah. If you do not want to listen to my voice or watch me speaking, then you can read the texts by yourself, just go to my blog, ianthebay.com, and there you can also subscribe to my newsletter, and you will get a newsletter once a month where I review what happened the last month and on this podcast and on my blog. Thank you again for listening. I hear you, or I see you next time. Yours sincerely, Ian the Bay.